Good morning.
Can I just say what an honour it is to speak to the man who I watched doing the hurdles so many times growing up?
Thank you very much indeed. Did you actually do any hurdling yourself?
My mum used to scream at me for jumping over the settee in an attempt to try and replicate what you were doing. You're going to be in Warrington, aren't you, on the 14th of June for the Go Dad Run. It's all very exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm really pleased that we can have a run itself in Warrington. It'd be the first time that we're going to do the Sanlam Go Dad Run in that area. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it, actually, and I just hope we get lots of support.
And there's a serious side to it as well, because you're raising money for prostate cancer, aren't you?
That's right. I mean, the funds go to Prostate Cancer UK, and it's really important for us that we get that message across, because the whole event itself was really stemmed from my belief that men's health issues really are not spoken about as much as women's health issues. And I think we need to do something just to get guys together to believe it's okay to talk about men's health issues. And so if we can do that and link that with raising funds for Prostate Cancer UK, then it's all good for me.
And I appreciate that you're a hurdler, not a 5K runner, but what do you reckon you can run it in?
Do you know what? A 5K run itself is quite gentle, because you can walk it in 50 minutes. It's not a big problem. And that's the reason why I chose the distance. Coming from the sprinting background, it is pretty important that I could do an event that I can actually finish. So, it's about supporting everybody else. I don't really tell anybody to run, flat out like it's a race. Just be there, just participate and have a good time.
Now, for somebody like me, Colin, who hasn't ran since the egg and spoon race back in the day, what's the best thing to do to sort of train for that sort of a race?
Literally, because it is only a 5K event, it's 3 miles. You'd be surprised how quickly you'll cover the distance, even if you're just strolling around with people. And that's why, as I say, that's the reason why I kind of chose that. Key thing is, I always tell people, though, keep hydrated. Make sure you can drink some water along the way. Just keep yourself hydrated. You don't really need to worry heavily about nutrition on that day, because it really is such a short event.
And for people who fancy, they've heard you talking about it now, and fancy running it on the day, on the 14th of June, how can they register? How can they get in touch?
The easiest way is to register on godadrun.co.uk. Find your venue, which is Warrington. Click on the button and then go from there.
Colin, it's been great having you on the radio.
Thank you very much.